So one day, I'm cooking in the kitchen. I'm baking, actually. I'm baking cookies. And I realize that I don't have any sugar. And that I should probably go get some. But I don't want to go to the store because that seems like too much of effort. Also, it seems like a lost opportunity to come and visit you unexpectedly. So let's say I come and I knock on your door and you open the door and you're really surprised to see me because even though you watch me and you pay attention to me, you never really expected me to show up at your house like that. And I tell you I'm just here because I need some sugar and that maybe if you give it to me, I'll bring you some of the cookies that I'm making. And you haven't had a homemade chocolate chip cookies in a long time, so you're really excited. And you say, kind of shyly, oh, I'll go get you some. But then I'm looking at you, and then you realize that I want to come in. And you turn to me and say, well, it's going to take me a minute. You can just come on in and sit on the couch. So I walk in your house, and I sit on your couch, and I listen as you walk to the kitchen, opening and closing the drawers, and I realize that you can't remember where you put it. So it takes a few moments, and in those moments, I sink onto your couch, and I think about what I'll say when you come back in, and you give me just enough time to build some tension, to think about what I'm gonna do when you walk back in. And you do walk back in, and you have sugar in your hands, and you're about to give it to me, but you set it down on the table. And I know when you set it down on the table that you want something more. Or maybe it's that I want something more. Maybe I'm projecting that onto you, and I look at you, and I smile, and I say, why don't you sit down? Let's hang out a little bit. And you sit down, not on the same couch, but in the chair next to it, close enough that I know you're interested, not so close as to be intrusive. But I get the hint, so I lean over, and as I'm talking to you, I spill my cleavage out of my shirt. I make sure that you see it. And then I surreptitiously rub my tits a little bit. And you're surprised, but you're pleasantly surprised. And then I lean over and I run my hands over your legs and I ask you if that's okay. And you smile. And then I look and I notice you have a bulge in your pants and you see me looking at it. And I run my hands over it knowing that you won't be mad. And you're not, you just get harder under my hands. And I start to rub you outside of your pants. And I take your hands and I rub them over my breast that you were looking at so lustfully and down my sides and over my hips. And I'm wearing a dress because I always wear dresses. And you pull my dress up and you see my lace panties. And then I take my hands and I put them on your shoulders and I push you on your knees on the ground underneath me. And when you're there, I open my legs and I slide my panties down and you can't help yourself. You take your tongue and you run it between my legs. You start to lick me. You do it so much that I start moaning. Lie my back down on the couch, arch it. Oh, yeah. God. And I see how excited you are and how eager you are. And your arousal turns me on so much that I come. You feel my pussy pulse under your lips. And right as I do that, I pull my panties up. I grab the sugar, and I tell you that I'll bring you some cookies later.